Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Florida's Panthers Great Leap hits a wall. Panther population and habitat versus developers. The Great Cypress Swamp region of southwest Florida is a vast, wet, mysterious land of biological exuberance and subtle beauty. It is the last redoubt of the Florida panther, the stealthy and powerful cat that roamed the southeastern United States until hunting and development isolated it here by the mid-20th century. When they were first listed as endangered in 1967, barely 30 panthers were left. Biologists undertook a crash program to prevent them from vanishing completely, and today there are more panthers, 70 to 100, in South Florida than at any other time in decades. Now the Florida panther faces a different peril, a product of the recovery program's success. Wildlife scientists caution that the current number of panthers may be as many as South Florida can hold. The Big Cypress Swamp encompasses 2 million acres, and it may be hard to believe that so vast an area can support only 100 or so panthers. But panthers need dry land and plenty of shrubs, palmettos, and small trees, and that kind of terrain is scattered and in short supply. By the late 1980s, genetic tests and physical evidence showed that because of extensive inbreeding, the big cats had outward signs of inbreeding depression, with kinked tails and cowlicks, recessive traits found in no other puma population. Heart defects were common, and the animals were increasingly susceptible to parasites and disease. Most of the males had an extraordinarily high percentage of malformed sperm. In 1995, armed with evidence that Florida panthers and other North American pumas represented a single unbroken population with regular gene flow between them, biologists began a bold experiment. They imported 8 female cougars from West Texas hills to the southern Florida swamps. Only 3 of the 8 are left alive, but Mr. Land of the state agency says at least 40 of the 70 to 100 South Florida cats are hybrids of Texas cougars and Florida panthers. The hybrids are robust, with no physical signs of inbreeding, the biologists say. The hybrids also have no sperm or testicular problems common to pure Florida panthers, said Dr. Joe Gale Howard, a reproductive physiologist at the National Zoo. Dr. Robert C. Lacey, a population geneticist with the Chicago Zoological Society, who was involved in World Conservation Union studies, said the Texas cougars had probably contributed 20 to 30% of the genetic material now in Florida panther populations, slightly above the initial goal of the program, but not high enough to cause problems. That may change, he cautioned, with the projected introduction of Texas cougars every 5 to 10 years to correct inbreeding defects that will arise again, because the population remains so small and isolated. 3 times a week, Rene DeJong and David Schindel, a state biologist, fly around the area using a radar beacon locator to mark the positions of the 33 radio-collared panthers to gain insight into their habits. But the flights also give biologists a clear view of the roads, quarries, citrus groves, farm fields, and developments that are squeezing the panthers. The state and federal governments have bought enough land in panther country to reduce private holdings to 40 to 50% in the past decade, Mr. Land said, but it is now essential to redouble efforts to buy in and restore critical habitat, he added, to regulate density and to work with landowners to accommodate the panthers. Dr. Cashboom, a federal biologist, is helping prepare a plan that will evaluate sites for new populations of panthers in their historic range from western Louisiana to Arkansas and South Carolina. Sites under study, he said, include the Apalachicola National Forest in the Florida Panhandle, the Osceola National Forest in Okefenokee Swamp in northern Florida and south Georgia, National Forest in Arkansas and Mississippi, the Ocala National Forest in central Florida. No one involved in the project believes that reintroducing a large predator any place will be easy if it can succeed at all. But with an additional population, Dr. Casbaum said, it is not clear that the Florida panther will ever get to recovery and be removed from the endangered species list. But with a little help from their friends, the cats are fighting back. This story by Mark Durr of the New York Times. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come and buy,